Okay, so just looking briefly at TC Heartland at this point, and you say if you do 90 days before and 90 days after, and so that was May 22nd of 2017. If you look at the Eastern District of Texas, you can actually see, and there's this like before, and there's like TC Heartland, roughly 60%, and there's this like of the motions to transfer venue were denied, and then after TC Heartland, and it was just like we had a 16% denial. For other districts, and it was like what was interesting is although before 52% were denied and after 28% were denied, and it was like you actually had with all the other districts, you had two times the filings of motions to transfer venue after TC Heartland. Okay, so if we move back to the Fed Circuit, we're still having to figure out, and it was just like, is it intervening law? So the Fed Circuit came in and In Re Micron Technology, and it was just like an address the issue. So a quick background to that case is Micron had actually filed a motion to dismiss or transfer based on improper venue. Motion was denied, and so Micron filed, and it was just like an appeal up to the Fed Circuit. The court here, and it was just like actually held, the court actually held, and it was just like that the venue objection was not available until the Supreme Court decided TC Heartland, because before then it would have been improper giving the controlling precedent. So now at this point, and it was like the Fed Circuit has responded, disagreed with the Eastern District of Texas, and actually ruled that TC Heartland was intervening law. So now let's take a look, and it was like, and see what's happened with patent filings after TC Heartland. So if we look 90 days before and after May 22nd of 2017, you can easily see on here that the Eastern District of Texas had roughly 33% of the patent filings before TC Heartland. After, of course, now it's 13% of the patent cases. But if you look at the Delaware side, they only had 13% of the patent filings before TC Heartland in May of 2017. And then after, it flipped and became 26% of the patent cases. If you look at all the other districts, though, it's actually roughly the same. So before and after TC Heartland, and it was just like you had 619 cases versus 614 cases. So from this slide at this time, it appeared that really we were dealing with Delaware versus the Eastern District of Texas for filings. So now, and it was just like as people were going through and figuring out the first prong, and it was just like where you can go ahead and have venue, and it was just like with a defendant, corporate defendant, on where their state of where they are incorporated. The second part, and it was just like is actually where it has committed acts of infringement and has a regular established place of business. So now, and it was just like we need to look at with patent filings, and it was just like, are plaintiffs starting to come in and go ahead and push the second prong, and it was just like under 1400B. So in June 29th of 2017, Judge Gilstrap in the Eastern District of Texas went ahead and created a test, and it was just like to determine, and it was just like if a corporate defendant has a regular and established place of business, and therefore venue is proper, and it was just like in that court. The four factors that Judge Gilstrap came up with was number one, defendant's physical presence in the judicial district. Two, the defendant's representation about its presence in the judicial district. Three, the benefits the defendant received from the judicial district. And finally, four, the defendant's targeted interactions with the district. Of course, with everything, it was just like on the infringement side, and it was just like in courts, Judge Gilstrap's test was challenged, and it was just like in the Fed Circuit ruled. In Re Cray, and it was just like in 2017, and it was this like address Judge Gilstrap's test, and it was just like for determining whether a company maintains a regular and established place of business. And In Re Cray, and it was just like the court, and it was just like it changed, and it was just like the regular and established place of business, and it was just like and created a three-part test. The first part of the test is there must be a physical place in the district. Number two, this place must be a regular and established place of business. And finally, the physical place must be the place of business. So, of course, after looking at, and it was like what the Fed Circuit determined, and it was just like for a regular and established business, and it was just like we have a sample here, and it was just like of different court rulings, and it was just like on what really was considered presence in the district. Affiliates, and it was just like are actually, and it was just like deemed to have presence, and it was just like with a corporate defendant. Six employees servicing local customers. I thought it was a little interesting that you could have a regular office, although it was actually closed prior to the suit, that still constituted presence.